Good day, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, depending on what time you are listening to this and where you're listening from. I like to greet you properly. So good day, sis. We gonna dive right in because your girl gotta go. However, whoever this is for today, get your listening ears on. It's maybe an ouch message for you. However, it's gonna change your life and you're gonna start winning today after this conversation. So let's go. Hope you're having a great day on purpose. If not, it's time to get in a better mood. Welcome to another episode of Good Mood Moments with Miss Lex. So, okay. Anyway, the thing is, are you a motivation self-help junkie? Uh-oh, is that you today? Well, let me help you because I was a self-help, you know, get full off of everything and not do anything. So let me help you with that today. That's all we talk about. It's real quick, real simple, but it's going to be life changing because if you are constantly just feeding yourself, but you're not being active in the thing that you're feeding yourself in, as in you're not putting what you learned into action, then you're just getting fat off of knowledge and you're not doing anything with it. So for real, you've just created another addiction, which is being addicted to knowing, but not ever howing. Who is this for today? You can thank me later. I know you might be a little irritated, like who she thinks she is, but I'm trying to express to you that until you actually start doing the thing that you keep studying, because I personally feel that most of y'all that listen to me, all y'all are definitely already winning. Like you've already accomplished a lot of things. You've already, you know, walked into many different doors. You've already practiced these things. However, the purpose that you're called to keeps being delayed because you keep getting full off of the knowledge and not taking any action, which for those of us that believe in the word, that is what defines faith without works is dead. You're staying stuck. You're not growing. You're not going anywhere because you are constantly staying in a place of, I'ma learn it, I'ma study it, I'ma read it, but when it's time for me to act upon it, I'm gonna wait for the perfect opportunity. And guess what? The perfect opportunity never comes. So I stay stuck, which means that I die because death is the end. Death is, you know, you're done with. Even though for those of us that believe in the Most High and His Son that died for us and shed the blood, we all know that we have another opportunity to spend time with the Creator. However, this conversation is not about that, but I just didn't want anyone to be confused with where I was going with that. But I encourage you today, sis, it's time to take action. Stop talking about that thing and actually start moving on it. What do you have to do? What are the steps that it's going to take for you to get to that thing that you are called to do? Well, I'm giving you this one for free. You know, make sure you share. Make sure that you like this. Make sure that you give it to somebody else that you know needs to hear it. Because that's the only way this is going to spread so that we can all grow. And, you know, as we all grow, it gets peaceful. Because honestly, once you, this is just something extra. Honestly, once you start changing your circle is peaceful. Your circle ain't got them same problems you used to have when you was living on a lower level. So understand that as you elevate, it's going to require you to do more. What have we been talking about? More in 2024 is going to require us to do more. And it doesn't mean that it's labor. It doesn't mean that it's hard, but it may be hard because nothing easy is sustainable. Nothing easy for real last. It's like, yeah, only thing that's easy that lasts is a relationship with the Most High. But even though that is sounds good, a lot of the times when you walking with the Most High, you really got to trust in Him. You can't just be reading the Word and then not acting on nothing and then think you're going to grow. Nah, everybody had to grow. The stories that He left us for us to grow from, all them people went through some things, and that is how life goes. So I encourage you today to stop being a motivational junkie. Stop just listening to the people. Stop just paying for the classes. It's now time to take action. What you gonna do? You say you ready to go to the next level, right? You say you sick and tired of being sick and tired, even though God already done leveled you up. Like I said, I don't deal with broke women. Most of y'all are making more than me or making about the same as me. It doesn't matter about any of that, but I just say that to say the class of women that I'm talking to right now, and sis, you know this is for you, you ready to go to that next level. And even if you are someone that is beginning in your new purpose, or you're starting over in a new chapter in your life, this is for you too. Why? Because if you just keep getting drunk and high off of the knowledge of the thing that you are to become, I'm going to tell you one thing again. You're going to spend another year doing the same thing, getting the same results, and not elevating to the next level. So I encourage you to start taking action. If you need a boost with taking action, take her class. Her class is going to be available. The replays I'm going to start selling, and then we're going to still do the celebrations together. But I want you guys to really spend time with you, which is her, so that you can become who God has created you to come and to become. And this class is, you know, specifically for you. So I do hope to see you in there, and I hope to meet you and chit chat with you. But if you don't take her class, you know, get with a mentor, get with somebody that's going to walk with you to help you take that action, because that be the problem. We do all this talking and we get the rush and we experience the endorphins from just speaking about a thing, and we never actually do the thing. So it's time to take action. It's time to really get these things done. We're going into the second month of 2024. How does that sound, y'all? It was just 2020 when life changed. We are living in a whole new world, and it's time for you to become today. So anyway, of course, you can find all of the information on howbaddoi.com, because you ask yourself every day, how bad do I want this? How bad do I need this? How bad am I going to get this? These are the questions that you ask yourself, and then you take action on how bad do you want it. That's how I got where I've become, and I'm just here to help you, sis. Don't look at me like I didn't made it, because I ain't nowhere near where the Creator has called me to be. However, I learned from Joseph's story that I can't share everything too prematurely, because it may take people beyond their faith. So I don't have the time for that type of energy. But I'm sorry, I got thirsty. But I do thank you guys for listening. Of course, smile at somebody today, because smiling is a gift. Everybody can't smile. Pray for the person in front of you and the person behind you, depending on where you are at, whether you're in the car or whether you were in the store. Prayer does change lives. Prayer does save lives. So let's not take that lightly. And of course, be inspired today. Be bold, be fearless. And of course, I hope to see a lot of you ladies and your moms and your cousins and your aunts, whoever, you know, would love to be a part of these conversations as we talk as women. Without the messy conversations, without, you know, not inspiring one another. So again, we're going to leave it all at that. And I inspire you to join us. And until next time, smile. Okay. I love you, and good day.